Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
It is time for our regional roundup, and Emily Keegan from the News Talk newsroom joins me with the stories that you may have missed. They don't make the big headlines, Emily, these ones.
No, but they're still just as important.
They are just as important. So we're starting off today in one of my favourite counties, Wexford. Wexford is the first one.
Zit vaprin and shimrin, fanny da for air scot. Zit blankin and blain, fanny ball was a draw. Shot while our aim was to use ne'er a blow.
If you don't know Irish, you might expect that that snatch of traditional song was in Irish. But in fact, it was in a form of English called Yola, which combined elements from all the languages of all the early settlers.
Right, Yola. What is that about, Emily?
Yeah, so I actually had never even heard of Yola. So this was all very new to me. But once I get through it, we'll see that we actually might be a bit more familiar with it than we thought. So these kind of creative project has come up in Wexford. It's a community kind of workshop thing that's being put together. So Yola is a language from the region of Wexford. And it's kind of, this is all about bringing it back to life. And not even necessarily bringing the language back to life, but making people more aware of what it is, because like that, neither of us there
had ever heard of it.
And I would imagine there's probably a lot of people from the area where it stems from that haven't heard of it either. And we obviously know through just even looking at Irish as an example, how important it is to kind of keep these things going and to keep the culture and just the heritage alive. So these workshops are being put together. They're kind of storytelling workshops. Now, from looking at the article, it's not too clear if they're actually going to be learning the language. It seems like they're going to be learning more kind of the impact of it and how important it is and how it came about. And as you heard there in the clip, it's very similar to English. It's kind of almost like an interesting dialect. It's a dialect of Middle English that was influenced by the Anglo-Norman settlers. So it was after the 1169 to 70 invasions that this came about. But there are words from the language that definitely in Wexford, but also outside of Wexford, that we still use today. The two most notable are quare and yoke.
Okay, quare. That, and do you know what? I have a Wexford friend who uses that the whole time for, I suppose, when she should just use very.
Or even I feel like it could be like used to be like, oh, it's strange. So it could be like, because I think it's a bit of a rural thing as well, because I'm from a farming background and I would hear that word a lot. You'd be like, oh, he's a bit queer, or it might be even like, oh, that's a queer lot of whatever. Like it's one you can kind of throw in that we've used in multiple different ways, I think. And then yoke, I mean everyone I think uses yoke.
Everyone. I mean, I would have thought that was a dub, because you know, mad yoke. Mad yoke was such a Dublin phrase when I was growing up.
Yeah, or even just pass me that yoke over there when you don't know the word for it or something. Like
it's, when you're perimenopausal, you say yoke a lot. You forget the words. So where can people, I suppose, go to these workshops?
Yeah, so it's funded by Wexford County Council, and it's engaging with groups of people from the area in Taggart School, I hope I'm saying that right, St Mary's National School, the Bridgeen section of Pierstown Girls Guides, and then volunteers and attendees of the Yola Farm and residents of the Rosslare Port Lodge Hotel. So it's kind of, it's a bit all over the place. I think the best thing to do is to get in contact with Wexford County Council if you're interested in it, and put your name down on the list.
Okay, message here, Mairead, the weather at EP is quare bad this weekend.
There you go.
That's
perfect example.
Perfect way, exactly. So next we're off to Andrea's home of Donegal.
Yeah, so this one is a bit of a concerning one. So parents in Donegal are being warned over fake locker scam texts. So this text message was sent around to parents whose children are attending Cranach College. The school has confirmed now it's not actually come from them. But when the message comes through, it's very convincing. It does look like it's coming from the school. And it includes a link for a €30 charge for locks for the school lockers alongside IT and photocopying expenses. So the school have come out and said that it wasn't sent by them and has asked people not to click on the links. But isn't it just really scary how, like, scammers have no class anymore, do they? Like, it's anyone and everyone they'll target now.
It is. I saw the screen grab of that text and I thought, I'm not congratulating the scammers, but I thought it was so good, because it's a small amount and sounds so real that anyone. I mean, Jess Kelly from here would fall for it. It was so good.
And especially at a time of year when parents are forking out so much money for so many different things, for school books, for tablets, for pencil cases, everything. You kind of just would, when you're in a rush and everything's all over the place, you'd think, oh God, yeah, I'll do that now.
I'll click for that 30 quid and just have it done. I know. So we really do have to be careful when you get a text like that.
Absolutely.
Now, Tipperary, what's going on there?
So,
is Taylor Swift getting married in Tipperary the same as me?
I hope so. Oh my God, I would love that. No, this is just kind of came at perfect timing, I think, for Gardaí down in Tipperary. So they've used a Taylor Swift themed post to reunite an owner, well, to try and reunite an owner with a lost wedding ring that they found.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So they've posted the lost ring onto their Facebook page using lyrics from her song Love Story. And obviously it's coming at the perfect time with her just getting engaged or announcing the engagement earlier this week. So it's very topical, and it was very smart for them to kind of jump onto that trend, I think, to get it out there. So originally they said they know the names of the people who have lost the ring because the names and the date are engraved on the inside. Yeah. And originally they said they weren't going to release that. They were hoping, I suppose, the Taylor Swift thing would just give it the push it needed. But I looked at the Tipperary Garda page just before I came in here, and they've released the first name. So we know it's a Richard. We know that much. So they're trying to give it that extra bit of push to get out there now at this point. They've said Richard knelt to the ground and pulled out a ring and said, marry me. So they're being very clever about it.
Very good.
Yeah, the couple's 15-year anniversary is coming up. So they're hoping to get the ring back to them before that. So if Richard is listening, definitely get in touch with Tipperary
Guards. Very funny guards in Tipperary. And then of all your stories today, although it's not our last story, this one is definitely my favourite. It's Carlo next.
The new sound, funny, but it's too rock and roll to me.
Bit of rock and roll in Carlo, Emily.
Yeah, so this, it's probably my favourite story of the week too, to be honest with you. I absolutely love this. So it's a Carlo Dad rock club that have gotten together. So this was set up by John Dominey. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. He had the idea to start up this rock music club, not expecting kind of world domination, but just hoping that it could be a good get together for people in the area who are interested in music and haven't really had a chance to get out there. Because I think when you go to pubs now, you hear traditionally kind of acoustic kind of music in there. So they're getting together in Scrags Alley in Carlow, and they're anyone who's interested in music, they don't have to be a dad now. It's open to everyone, but it started off as this kind of dad rock club, and they're actually playing their first gig now, their debut gig, on the 20th of September at Scrags Alley. So they normally meet every 2 weeks on Tuesday nights, and they say they're welcome to new members. People can get together if you've got an instrument, if you've never had the chance to kind of, I suppose, experiment with your hobby. John himself is an engineer, so it's a software engineer. So it's probably something that he didn't get to experiment with too much when he was flat out at his job. So it's just so nice to see people hobbies later on in life.
Later on in life, because I think everyone, you get to, well, me, mid-40s, and you think, I've missed my chance to do .. you know? Perform, act on stage.
Absolutely.
Maybe I will follow in his footsteps and do something like that. It's a gorgeous story, and well done to him. And finally, we're off to Kildare.
Mm-hmm. My own home county. So it's great to get that in there, a little mention of it. So Ryan Tuberty's fiance, Dr. Claire Cambometti, people will know her as a former Rose of Tralee. She was the London Rose when she won. She has revealed that she bought her wedding dress in Kildare. So when they announced their engagement, it was big news. Everyone was really excited because we've kind of known that they were seeing each other for a long time.
And they've only got engaged quite recently, haven't they?
Yeah, so things seem to be moving pretty quickly. And it's nice to kind of get a look into weddings like this, because normally people are really private about it. So it's nice to see these kind of things. What I like most about this, she bought it from a shop in Nace called Cirque, and it's actually a sustainable wedding dress shop. So they're kind of secondhand dresses or dresses from charity shops. And I love that she's just promoting sustainable fashion, even on your wedding day, because I think a lot of people kind of have this idea of their dream wedding dress in their mind, and they get so hyped up about it that they want it to be so perfect that they might shy away from these kind of things. So it's nice to see someone who is getting so much attention to be putting a platform on how you can still be sustainable on your big day. And I'm sure she's going to look glamorous
well,
anyway.
Well, she would look glamorous in anything. She
absolutely.
She is a very beautiful woman. But also, if anything, that we should really go down the sustainable route. Mm. I mean, a wedding dress, it's worn for one day.
Absolutely.
It's not even worn for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you get into it, it's about an hour before the ceremony, and then you're out of it at whatever time. And some people change for the dancing
yes.
part. So sometimes those dresses can be worn for maybe 6 or 7 hours. It
if
seems
even,
like
yeah.
an awful shame
yeah.
to not have it put in one of those shops. Give us the name of the shop again in Kildare.
So it's CIRQ is the shop. It's in Naas. It's also nice to see her buying it in Naas, because she grew up in Athy in County Kildare. So she didn't travel too far. She hasn't, it seems like she's not really making a big fuss of it. But I'm sure she's going to look absolutely flawless.
She will look absolutely gorgeous, no doubt. We look forward to seeing it, because no doubt we will see some photos of herself and Ryan when the big day arrives. Well, like, thanks, Emily.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.